Welcome back to the Queens of Internet Radio. This is your girl, Carla B, a.k.a. B. I'm the motivational mortgage diva with my girl, Sweet T, the hot and sassy diva, and Lonnie, the hot and sassy, sassy diva, are holding down EOTM Radio with me tonight. And friends, we are always as happy as ever to be back in the house with our friends once again, and always sharing the news, the buzz, the 411.
The true E Hollywood story.
That's right, as that sassy diva, Sweet T, says, and y'all best believe that we are always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten. And y'all can always check out the Queens of Internet Radio 24/7 by visiting, I know I'm screaming that, by visiting us at www.queensofinternetradio.com. And if you all are streaming from our blog talk site tonight, y'all make sure that you leave a comment on our page and let us know what you think of our show, what you think of the Queens of Internet Radio. Our phone lines will be open for y'all. That dial number is 718-664-6543. And our chat room is also open for your chatting pleasure. So come on in and chat us up. We promise not to bite or, I'm just hoping Sweet T, she will behave. Because, of course, we have a great, great show in store for y'all tonight. We got one of, oh my goodness, I don't even want to really get too excited and get too into this guy right now. Let me open it up really, really quickly and say what's up to my girl. What's up, y'all ladies?
Hey.
Hey, did you guys hear that new mix I was trying to do with that, the EOTM promo song?
That's what that was.
Yeah, I was trying to do something new, but it didn't work. It followed me today, huh?
You
I was trying to. I think I took my crazy pills too, and I've got some people in the chat room that are telling me, Carl B, slow down on the
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, this must be, oh my goodness, don't tell me that we have Leon on the line with us.
Yes, Leon's been on the line the whole time. I was wondering when you were going to hear me.
We had you muted, Leon, but we were definitely going to get to you. I saw you.
Okay,
that's
right.
The light blinking.
Okay, as long as you know, I would say that's all I want to know.
Yeah, you know, and I am, let me just say this, that, you know, definitely extremely honored to have one of my favorite actors, singers, songwriters. Yes, y'all, all our favorite. He all our favorite. Don't be trying to take it all to yourself. So, yes, what's up with you here, Ronnie, so you can stop me for real. But that's what's up. You're definitely doing a world of great, great things. So we do want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, hold on. We're so glad you're finally here.
I'm sorry. I missed the last time we used to talk, but unfortunately, there was some technical difficulties, so.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Yes, we do, and I like the way you said that. Yes, we have the Rastafari man in the house on the Queens Internet Radio. So I want you to do this. I mean, I know you really don't have to because everybody knows about Leon and Leon and the people, but for the people out there globally, Leon, that may not have heard of you, go ahead and share with us.
What? I better
know
about my baby
dad. No, that's right. Oh, man.
Well, I've been supposed to share with Jeremy, and I've done over 25 movies, and some of them are quite popular, which I'm happy about.
Yes.
And I have a band called Leon and the Peoples, and a record's been nominated for the International Reggae and World Music Award, and the Joe Hayes Awards. And just, you know, just doing our thing. And the CD is called The Road Less Traveled. And, you know, we're a band. We're like the Sly and the Family Stone of reggae.
Right, right. I know we've been, and I don't know if you know this, Leon, but we've actually been putting some of your music on blast here on EOTM on our mic stage. Yeah. And I love the one. Oh, my goodness. What is the name? I don't want to even take a chance on really playing it because we were having a little bit of technical difficulties today. But let me see if I can give our people a little bit of taste of what you and your group, your band does. So let's check this out and we'll come back with Leon. Welcome back, everybody, to the Queens of Internet Radio. And, of course, tonight we're talking to Leon of Leon and the Peoples. And that was That Emotion from his latest CD, The Road Less Traveled. Welcome back, y'all. And what I want to do right now is I'm going to turn it over to my girls, Ryan and Sweet Tea. And y'all can ask the questions and I'll jump in at the end. How about that?
We'll jump y'all then.
Well, my first question for you, Leon, is with out of all of the movies that you've done, you said you've done like 25 movies and all have been very great. Out of all of them, I would have to say that my favorite would be The Five Heartbeats. But, I'm sorry, not The Five Heartbeats, The Temptations. When you did The Temptations. But tell us what was your, like, which one was your favorite and why?
You know, people ask me that all the time. I don't really have a favorite movie. Usually the project that I'm working on, at the moment, the project I'm working on at the moment is usually whatever my favorite. You know, I don't usually separate my movies one from the other. I don't play favorites with them. You know, I let the public decide what they think is, you know, their favorite role because I make them for, you know, for you to watch them for.
No doubt. So tell me this, with the playing David Ruffin, how was that? What was that like for you?
You know, it was pretty intense. You know, when I take on a role, especially someone that actually walked and talked on this earth, I feel an enormous responsibility to, you know, be able to play that character so that, you know, the people that knew him, his family and stuff like that would, you know, not be disgraced by it. You know, so, you know, when I play a role like David Ruffin, or any roles, as a matter of fact, I totally become my character. I don't allow anybody in the set to call me anything else but my character's name. And I just become that person for as long as I'm shooting the movie.
Wow. Well, the whole time that he was on The Temptations, your name was David Ruffin.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's anybody, you know. Like my castmates didn't always like me, but, you know, such is life. I was David.
I love the funny.
I know you said The Five Heartbeats was your favorite, but The Temptation, man, I could watch that movie over and over, and I heard you say you get into your character, so how long did it take you to get off track?
Oh, wow. She is crazy. I keep her walking.
Well, you know, there's some things I have to, you know.
You know, you have
to. I really get into it because I got to get up the next morning and perform.
My favorite part, I have a lot of favorite parts that you did, but the funniest part that you did when you was in the band of building and you tried to get away some free tickets. And they was like, this is Mad Sunday. Okay, it is true, but I love it. So they say, not about me. I made y'all. For real.
You know better than me.
Okay, I love you in ways to hell, but it's like every movie you play in, you look so conceited. Okay, he's fine, huh?
No, well, you know, the thing is, I'm just playing the role that's given to me. I'm not writing the role, I'm just playing them.
Even when I see you on BET Musical or something, you came out thinking you was a man then, and you weren't even in a shirt.
Well, you know, I'm not going to come out there looking like I'm senator. You know, like I'm sitting around wondering, should I be here?
Exactly.
I was told a long time ago by my first acting coach, she said, that when you walk out on the stage, make people believe that you're supposed to be there.
Oh,
I've always taken that. You know, now what's going on with me, and you know, what's going on with my life,
exactly.
I'm nervous or anything. When the lights are on me, and it's time to hit the stage, I walk out there like, this is where I was born to be.
And that's my whole, I'm giving you props on that. It's just, every time I see you, look like, I'm the man.
Okay, and that's what's up. And you know what, let me ask you this, just jump in it really quick. I remember the first time I saw you, and it was, oh my goodness, years ago when you were in the Madonna video. Like a virgin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a prayer. It was like a virgin.
You know, not like a virgin, but like a prayer. And that was a really controversial video. So was it hard for you to decide to do that?
No, I mean, at first I said no to the video, but that's only because I didn't know anything about the story or song or anything. I fancied myself as a serious actress. I didn't know, you know, I knew Madonna as somebody that danced around on
right.
stage. So, like, why would I want to be with her dancing around? I'm a serious actor. But when I met the director, who was also a feature film director, and told me the story, and I heard the song, and I realized that they're playing two different characters, I realized it was actually the acting piece. And I said, yeah, sure. I mean, what do you want? You want me to play two different roles? You want Madonna to adore me and kiss me and kiss my feet? I said, yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
That was one of the hottest videos of that time, so that was a great, great decision on your part. I also love
it. It was actually voted the number two video of the country.
Wow.
Yeah, behind show.
It was awesome. It was really awesome. Everything about that video was awesome. Now, let me just say this really quickly. I mean, of course, you know, you have a pool of great movies, and we all love them. I'm going to have somebody in the chat room right now saying, cool runnings, yes.
Yeah. That was my best. Thank you, my biggest box office. Yeah.
Wow. Right. Yeah, that was
movies today.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, for individuals out there, that are looking to break into the industry, what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to those newbie people who are just looking like, which way to go within the industry?
Well, I mean, first thing I want to say that, you know, if you're pursuing acting, don't pursue it for the wrong reason. You know, there's so many people that, you know, they look at a movie, they look at the premieres, they look at, you know, Entertainment Tonight, and they think, oh, this is a glamorous life. And it's not. Acting is hard work. And you have to realize that if people say no to you 9 out of 10 times, you're very successful. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like people saying no to me.
Exactly.
And that's what happens to you in the entertainment business. It's 9 out of 10 times you've said no to. That's the successful one. Most people, they say no to you 10 out of 10 times. So, I mean, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of hard hours. There's nothing glamorous about it except going to the screen, you know, in the premieres and stuff like that. That's a lot of hard work. And it's collaborative. And it's, you know, it's a lot of things. And, you know, for me, I'm a trained actor. I studied acting. And the only thing I can tell anyone, and the most important thing I can tell them, is that, you know, be ready. Put your best foot forward. First impression is a lot. You know, so don't go out there trying to audition for anyone before you're ready, because they'll think you can't act.
Right.
So you may not get the role, but then remember you can act, and you'll eventually get something. You know, and the main thing that I can tell anyone is be yourself. Don't be afraid to be original. Because I can tell you straight up, and this is no conceit, nothing. There's nobody that can outdo Leon than me, Leon. I'm not great at playing other things, maybe, but I'm great at being Leon. Because that's who I am. And as long as I stick true to myself, I'll always be okay. Because if you're John and you're Sally, I can't be a better Sally than you. I can't be a better John. That's the advantage you have over anybody else. That you are you. Don't be afraid to be you.
That is a great quote. That is a great quote, and that's some great advice. Don't be afraid to be you. Yes, very well said. Very well said. CP, I hear you back there. I hear you back there. I know you got. Yeah, I hear you, girl. You ready?
What did you hear me say?
Give me the mic.
Now I just want to say, you know, you are the man, and every movie I've seen you in, you did give it your all, your character, and that's the reason why I'm on this phone today to tell you, to give you your props. And that was the best advice you ever, that I heard in a long time interviewing anyone. So I give you props on that, like I said, and you keep doing your thing. So how you feel about your CD? Do you think that's going good for you?
Yeah, I mean, the response that we've been getting from the CD, you know, about being new CD, it's been great. You know, like we kind of did the reverse way. Most people bought the CD and then they try to perform live and duplicate it, and we performed for 5 years before we ever made a CD.
Wow!
And so, because we wanted to make sure that, you know, that we would do live. That once you get a CD, if people liked it, that they were going to like, well, they were going to like us when we performed.
I'm on the map. I just want to know what made you, do some of it. Is that Jamaica I hear? Because I like it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, that's reggae music.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my life. That's the backbeat of my life. But we sing reggae soul music. Because me to sing just reggae music, I would not be using all the influences that have influenced me to sing my whole life, you know. And of course, soul music is a big part of it, as well as rock and everything else. And you hear all of that in my records.
Okay.
I like it though.
Yeah, I do. And let me ask you one thing. As far a song that's on that CD, I think it's Will You Marry Me or Will You Be My Wife?
Will You Be My Wife, yeah.
Are you married?
No.
Okay, was that written for me?
Yeah. Actually, no, that's actually not a typical song for me, if you listen to the record. That is the song from a hit play called Friends and Lovers. Eric Joel Dickey's Friends and Lovers, which that was a song.
Oh, yeah.
Very good play.
I remember that, yeah.
But I sang that very good play. The only place it's available, my version of it, is on my record.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Let me tell you, I played that one day, and Sweetie is so crazy, you know, because you hear her. And after I played it, she asked if I dedicated that song to her.
People love that song all the time. Ladies always say, you know, request, will you be my wife? Well, you got to play that song. Will you be my wife? And it's like, I'm just glad people love it. You know, beauty is not how to be older. And so, like, just like when you were giving me compliments before, I just want you to know that I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Because, you know, each person's opinion of you is their own. And it doesn't matter how many people love you and like you, there's someone else over here that doesn't think anything of you.
Right.
And so you always have to appreciate when someone gives you a compliment and someone thinks that you're anything special or anything like that, because that's their individual opinion and you have to appreciate it.
Right, and you're so very gracious, you know, as far as accepting our invitation and giving us after that first time as far as the technical difficulties and then coming back on. So we know how busy you are. We see your schedule. We know all that you're doing. So go ahead and share with us as far as some things that you're doing. I think your schedule is just booked for the year.
No, but the first 3 months is kind of tough. I start a tour February 1st. Of my hit play called Three Ways to Get a Husband Now, and that's with me, Lindsay Williams, and Shirley Bird, Lady Williams, and it's a great play. It's like a political romantic dramedy. Music, and we're just getting standing ovations every night, and it's, I play a character coming back from Iraq War, who gets to find out the love of his life. Has been shacking up with his good friend he played ball with in college. And he has to fight for the winner love back. And, I'm really happy I'll be doing that for the next few months. Also, in February 22nd, I have a new movie coming out, directed by Bill Duke, called Cover, with myself and Andre Durelli, Vivica A. Fox, Luke Gossett, Maya, Patti LaBelle. This goes on and on. And it's a very important movie, a movie that we made because we thought was important. And so I can speak to you and the color. I really would love you to talk this movie up, not because of me, just because of how it's important. It's a murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's set in the world of brothers on the DL. And the whole HIV epidemic that is plaguing our black sisters at an alarming rate.
Right.
Over 50% of new HIV cases being our sisters, we really need to pay attention to this.
Yes.
And, you know, Bill Duke had a personal story with someone in his family where he contracted AIDS from their husband. And instead of killing the guy, decided I'd make a movie about it. And we all joined along and got on board. And the movie comes out February 20th, the border is called Cover. And, that's what I'm doing.
Wow, that's powerful right there. And, you know, we'll definitely do our thing as far as putting it out there. We want to definitely support that, support those great works.
Also, I'm just going to tell you this. I mean, this is business, but I'm still going to say, even though I know we're on air, please contact Sherry if you need any information on the movie, Press Kid, One Sheet, anything that she can help you get it out there.
Right.
You know, please, you know. We will facilitate you.
Yeah, definitely. Like we got some major happenings with an EOTM, and we've been putting stuff out as far as the buzz is coming. So yeah, I'll definitely get with Terry, and we'll do our best to get all that stuff out in our buzz.
And all my dates, right? And all my dates in all the cities that I'll be at, and stuff like that. Please, everyone, just come to my MySpace site. It's how you reach me, which is Leon the People. Leon the People, so the blackface.com, Leon the People, or our website, which is leonandthepeople.net.
Okay, great, great. And let me ask you this really quick, because, you know, the internet is so, so awesome, and, you know, for our generation of people, everybody always say, and people that are looking to break into any industry, be it music, acting, just being an entrepreneur overall, definitely use the internet. What do you see as far as MySpace? What kind of advice can you give people as far as looking to promote themselves on that site?
Well, you know, I mean, I just got into it really with the music, and it's really been a great tool. And it's a place where people can actually find out, listen to your music, find out about you, find out where to get your CDs, find out where you're performing. And it's surprising how many people show up at our shows that, you know, from my state.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, all over. I mean, we just did a North American tour this year, and it's like people from my state were coming up from all over the place. And it was great. I'm glad I have a way of letting people know where they can see me. You know, I've been an actor for so many years that, you know, most people don't have access to me. And that's the one thing music has changed, you know, people actually know where they can actually see me and actually know where I can perform. And even when I do a play, people actually have a way of, you know, finding out where I'm going to be. And, you know, and it's great. I actually have really enjoyed getting to know my bandmates.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is. And we definitely appreciate you, you know, accepting our invitation once again. We have about 2 minutes left. We see you run. You guys got something before we close for Leon?
Yeah, I've seen the last play I've seen you in that you did good in, you played with Alec Payne, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Black Men Cry in the Dark.
No, that wasn't me, no. Alec Payne was in, I started in Friends and Lovers.
Okay, so that was you. Oh, okay, well,
yeah,
you got a queen out there for real.
Yeah.
But I want to... Go ahead, Leon.
Friends and Lovers is a wonderful play. It was, you know, the book was on the New York Times best-selling book, and we turned it into play, and it's actually the most successful play by Lady Production so far. And but this play I'm doing right now, Three Ways to Get Out, is also on Lady Production. It's an excellent stage production. You actually love it, and you know, we'll be at a city near you starting on February 1st.
Yeah,
so you can check out the dates, and you know, any of you around, please come up and say hi to me. I come out after the show just to meet my people.
Okay. Well, the one thing I would say is definitely, Leon, make sure you keep the Divas, you know, posted on your happening, and especially when you come into the city, definitely let me know, because I am here in the city and the other girls are in Atlanta, so we definitely got you covered, so make sure you do.
Well, without a doubt, I'm at the Beacon Theater February 19th to the 24th.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Ronnie will definitely be supporting you on behalf of the Queens of Internet Radio. That's what's up.
Let me know when it's answered when you're coming, okay?
Okay.
All right, great.
I'll get you over here on my page as well, on my MySpace page. I'll just send you a message to your page. But the one thing I wanted to say was get out your contact information for people who want to get information on the play. How can they get information for that?
For the play, for example, like I said, you can go right to my MySpace page, and all the dates are there. You know, you can also go to imreadyproductions.com, which is the production company that's putting on the play. And, but either one of those sites is just fine, and you can get it. Also, my acting site, if you want to know more, just about me, Leon, it's just leon.com.
He's doing right. You don't want nobody stalking
that. I love stalking. Long as the internet stalking.
Okay. You don't want those for far.
Yeah, you can stalk me on the internet 24/7.
That's what's up. Well, it has definitely been an honor and a pleasure. We'll have to do this again sometime. Later on this year, 2008, we look forward to seeing you doing some great, great things. For now, you just keep on doing you and doing you in a big, big way. So thank you again for joining us. And listen, y'all, listen, people, y'all best believe, of course, this is EOTM Radio, standing for Entrepreneurs on the Move. Y'all better make sure y'all check out our free social networking site, just like MySpace, y'all. www.eotmnetwork.com. Check it out. Make a page. tell a friend. Not that great stuff. Check us out tomorrow night for our MySpace Music Wednesday show. We'll have a hit it or miss it, so y'all can call in and tell us what you like, what you don't like. Until next time, people, we'll end our show. Thanks, Raiders. Thanks, Leon, once again. And we'll end it with our very motivational quote that I think is very fitting to this show. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's right, y'all.
And we see you tomorrow night.
Yep, marinate on that, and we'll hear you guys tomorrow night. Good night, people. All right.